2023 was a strong year for new vehicle sales in the U.S. J.D. Power estimates more than 15 million units will have rolled off showroom floors by the end of the calendar year. Michelle Krebs is executive analyst for Cox Automotive. While sales are still down slightly from pre-COVID-19 levels, she tells WDET's Alex McLennan the numbers are trending up from where they were in 2022.
That was a year that was hit by the chip shortage, which caused a lot of inventory shortages. Throughout 2023, we saw inventory improve, and so did sales.
One of the big things we saw in 2023 was obviously the strike with the UAW. Right. And the car companies kind of saying how much that was impacting their bottom line. How much of an impact did that actually have on car sales or the availability of new cars?
Well, it really didn't have much impact at all on car sales. We saw car sales fairly strong through the fall. What the automakers did do, the Detroit 3 cut back on fleet sales so they would have vehicles at the dealership. And we expect they'll be making up those fleet sales later. So it was more of a financial impact, a production impact. The Detroit 3 went into the strike with plenty of inventory, particularly Stellantis.
As hot as electric vehicles seem to be for the automakers over the past couple of years, how are EV sales looking? Are they kind of where manufacturers thought they would be, or can you give a little color to that?
Well, we are going to have a record year for EV sales. They are going to come in at well over a million units. That's a record. They're the fastest selling segment. What the situation is, however, with all the negative publicity, is that we have more automakers building EVs and selling EVs, and there's just not enough buyers for the production that's out there. So what happened in the beginning is that more affluent buyers purchased EVs, particularly Teslas, and now automakers are trying to expand to the mainstream buyers, and they're a little more cautious because they don't have that kind of money. The other thing is the EV charging infrastructure is not widespread. And as we learned this past year, it's also not terribly reliable. It's not being maintained properly. So that has made people a little bit skittish about buying an EV.
Could we potentially end up hitting a lull where that infrastructure isn't quite there? Maybe the early adopter phase is done. Going into next year, is there any kind of omens that things might trickle off? Or is that trend of good sales continue?
We anticipate next year will be another record year of over a million EV sales. We think that'll represent about 10% of the overall market, but we still anticipate that the production will exceed demand. I don't know when that inflection point will be, when demand is there to pick up all that production, but that might be a situation we see. Now, for someone who's considering an EV, they will see prices come down. They'll see big incentives, so it could be a time for them to buy.
And are there any other trends or hot topics that we should be watching in the auto industry going into 2024?
You know, affordability will still be a challenge. The price of cars is still elevated, and we still see interest rates high. We're hoping maybe that will ease off. But that, you know, high interest rates adds a lot to the car payment. So that will be a challenge through next year as well.
Michelle Krebs is executive analyst for Cox Automotive. She spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.